the question at the time was about the accumulation to watch TV and the accumulation to enjoy watching breath, and whether there was any difference in the accumulation or the labour.
I was trying to get at if this is right. One person was saying someone has got an accumulation to watch TV, but she's got an accumulation to watch the breath. And what I was hinting at was that I think that's a pretty unnatural accumulation to watch the breath, whereas watching TV is a little bit more common and more ordinary, where I don't really believe her when she's saying she's got this natural accumulation to watch the breath. I wanted you to say yes or no on that.
Is there any understanding about breath? So that person would say that I'm watching breath. It's only the idea, but actually, does she know the breath?
I mean, it's so boring. Why would someone have the accumulation to watch breath? It's only if they associate with practice
one
that
is
they
taught.
Yes.
Well, she was saying it's not that she thinks breath is anything or anything. It's just she has this habit, just like Sue Kin likes watching TV. She enjoys watching the breath,
like
just
yoga.
Exactly the same. I don't believe, basically, it.
Like yeah. Yoga?
Well, maybe like yoga.
But it's not the understanding of breath.
No.
Whatever is not understanding is useless.
Ajahn, what did the Buddha teach about breath?
Oh. It's a reality. It's rupa. It's conditioned by citta.
It's also a concept sometimes too, right? It depends how you look at it.
Breath is rupa.
But the object of breath in a samatha is concept, isn't it?
No idea about the truth of breath, the just thought.
Oh.
That it's the object of concentration, something like that, but no understanding.
I mean in genuine samatha?
No, we are talking about what is breath.
Okay.
It's
and that's rupa.
Rupa. And it's conditioned by citta.
Okay.
No matter while one is sleeping. There it is. So can that be known? That which is conditioned by citta. Like other rupa, the whole body. Some group is conditioned by kamma, some group is conditioned by citta. Can you tell which group is conditioned by citta?
But at Bansai, I said I didn't think one could be aware of breath because of that reason. It seemed like too subtle a rupa. And you said, but there can be awareness of breath right now. There can be awareness of breath just with ignorance, right, or something?
As concept of
as
breath,
concept. Okay, I see.
Not the reality of breath.
Okay.
So just the same as physical object or hardness? Or
the same as the group of rupa which is conditioned by citta. But not here, but there.
Where?
There.
breath.
In the nostril. That can be touched.
Yes, I think I heard you say once, or perhaps I read it, that knowing breath is very difficult,
really?
Very subtle, very difficult. And what we take for breath.
For example now, can anyone experience breath?
As a reality.
As a reality or as a concept?
Okay, concept.
I said no at Bankside and everyone thought, no, you can, right? So I'm getting confused now.
Okay.
Well, if we try and concentrate on that area of the nose, we get some concept.
It's
of
like
breath.
The rupa which is moved by citta. Is it breath?
Probably not.
Do you mean bodily intonation and speech?
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't have to name anything, but the body can move by citta,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, when you think that you can move the breath in and out, it's like stretching out your hand by citta. So it moves. But since it's not that within the body, so you call it breath somewhere, but not the moment when it arises and
not
appears.
Your breath. Definitely, that must be very hard to know.
So what we take for breath is other rupas. Like you think you can feel breathing, right? You think.
Is that which is conditioned by citta arising and falling away instantly?
I don't know.
Because it comes in and out
mm-hmm.
long
mm-hmm.
before it passes away. But breath is very short,
mm-hmm.
like other rupa, arising and falling mm-hmm. away by citta, conditioned.
Is it that the citta which conditions
breath and the breath that comes out as exhale, one exhale and inhale, is also conditioned by other factors?
In order to understand breath, is it not Panya which knows that characteristic which is there? So now, is there any tangible object there that you can take it for breath?
Mistake it for breath, maybe.
Nothing, because it does not appear. But you think about it, that it has to be there. And when you are trying to make it in and out, short or long, it's like stretching your hand with intention to move.